This evening, in preparation for our 64 rounds day tomorrow at Teh Kadamba in Nandagram, we show a slight presentation of Nandagram, but it will not be just something for the eyes, it will be for the ears as well. And finally, we will taste the taste of Krishna and Balaram's Mahaprasadam in the evening. The slide presentation is given by Krishna Murari Goswami, who's on this side, a devotee born in Nandagram. I think you were born in Nandagram, isn't it? No, born in hospital or?
No, in Nandagram.
In Nandagram, good. In Nandagram. And he is therefore most suitable to show us Nandagram. And Prabhupada used to say, when we want to know about Krishna, we should go to the Brijbasis and hear from them. And we are therefore very fortunate that Krishna Murari Goswami has done this presentation. I know that he has already given a preview of this presentation last year, but since that time he has worked and worked and worked and worked and researched, and now is in the happy position to introduce the place where the parliament of Braj is. The government of Raj is in Vashana government, and the Nandagram is parliament. So the place from where our Braj is ruled. We are also very, very fortunate to have the father, Nandakishore Goswami, here. A very wonderful Brijbasi, who will give us his wonderful association for this evening. And then a close relative, Pavan Kumar Sharma, is also with us this evening. And we thank you, Dhanyavad, for coming. I will not say much more. Krishna Murari is a student of our Bhaktivedanta Gurukul. And he has somehow taken up the mood of Srila Prabhupada to spread Krishna consciousness. And next year, four new students from Nandagram will join our Bhaktivedanta Gurukul, who have been contacted by Krishna Murari Goswami, and Anil Bhai, a very nice devotee from Nandagram also. So we are very fortunate, and I invite you to open your eyes, to open your ears, and in the end, to open your mouth for the Mahaprasad. But more than anything, open your heart with the wonderful sights and narrations of Nandagram. Afterwards, our Bhujan Prabhu will present one present. I'm not even that you present. he's dressing already as a Brahmin priest. So, as a hopeful good. Good, then I would say, without any further ado, let us take the lights out for better viewing. And
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj and Bhujan Prabhu. I really feel honored to be here to present all of you with a small Manasa Parikrama. Means it's like a parikrama by which I'll take you in your mind or your heart towards Nandagram and towards the whole parikrama of Nandagram. And I really thank Maharaj and Bhujan Prabhu for giving me this opportunity to serve all of you with this small presentation. And today I'll speak a little about the pastimes which took place in Nandagram, and I'll go through the perspective of our Gaudiya Acharyas and also through the perspective of Brajabasis. I'm just trying to combine both, and I am trying to express that result which I have got after combining the both things, our Gaudiya Acharyas and even the Brajavasis. So I am giving the result of my research, research little bit, which I have done on, by working on this slideshow. So by all of your permission, I would like to start my slideshow, and it's like my small service to all of you. So if I have some mistakes, then please forgive me for the things. So Hare Krishna. So today, as we all know, that tomorrow we are going to Tir Kadamba for our 64 rounds. So first, so before going for chanting 64 rounds is not a small thing. So first we need to train up our mind, we need to tune up our mind in that mood so that we can chant our rounds better. So first, so today this slideshow is just to make you aware of the value of Nandagram. If we know the value of a thing, then we can take its more benefit. So today you can hear and take the more benefit of Nandagram by visiting it tomorrow. So here I go. So actually in Braj Bhasha it is said, Braj Chaurasi Kosh Mein, means in the 84 mile widespread area of Braj, Char Dham Nij Gam, means four dhams are really very important. And those dhams are Vrindavan or Giripuri. Vrindavan and Giripuri means Govardhan, Barsano, Nandagam, and Barsana and Nandagam. These four are really very important dhams. Actually, although as we all know that whole Brajamandal is very important, but out of all the holy places present in Brajamandal, these four are really important. And actually, according to Brajavasis, each and every dham present in Brajamandal is headed by either Radha Rani or Krishna, or either by some gopis. So I'll present you different variations, different places which are headed by Radha Rani and Krishna. So these are the dhams which are headed by Radha Rani: Vrindavan, Raval, Yavat and Varshana. These are the dhams of Srimati Radha Rani, which are headed by Srimati Radha Rani. Now comes the dhams of Shri Krishna. Krishna's dhams are Mathura, Gokul, Govardhan and Nandagram. So today we are going to hear something about the dham of Krishna, Nandagram. So here's our Nandagram, and the whole area of Nandagram is mostly situated on a hill which is known as Nandishwar Hill. And you may see now, actually once Lord Shiva worshipped his worshipable deity Shri Krishna, and Krishna was really pacified, pleased with Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva asked a boon from Krishna that, oh my lord, I just want to witness your childhood pastimes. Then Krishna at that same moment ordered Lord Shiva that you go to Nandagram and take the form of hill there, and when I will come in the Dwapar Yuga, you will be able to witness my pastimes there. So Lord Shiva came from Kailash, he left Kailash and took the form of Nandishwar Hill, and he still lives there in the form of Nandishwar Hill. And in Varshana we see Lord Brahma as a hill, and in Govardhan we see Lord Narayan, Lord Krishna himself in form of Govardhan Hill. And here's Nandishwar Mahadev, which is like a personification of Lord Shiva living as a hill. And there's another pastimes related to Nandishwar Mahadev, which we will encounter in the middle part of our slideshow. And here is the family tree of Lord Krishna. Actually, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, there was one big saint named Devamid. And he had two wives. One was from Kshatriya family, one was from Gopa family. So from Kshatriya family, Surasen was born, and his generation came as Vasudev. Then Vasudev's wives were Devaki and Rohini, and in that parampara came Krishna, Balaram and all. In the other side, from the Gopa family, came Parjanya Maharaj. Actually, Parjanya Maharaj was a person who renounced his life, and he was living on the Nandishwar Hill because he did not get any child or any progeny. So once when he was meditating upon the Lord, Devarshi Narada came to Parjanya Maharaj, and he initiated Parjanya Maharaj with Lakshmi Narayan Mantra, and then Lord Narada Muni ordered Parjanya Maharaj to meditate upon that mantra every day. And one day, while Parjanya Maharaj was meditating upon the Lord, a divine voice announced from the sky. It said, "O Parjanya Maharaj, you are very fortunate to have Lord Hari, who is all attractive, to come in your progeny. And after this, you will get a son who will be known as Nanda, and his son will be Lord Hari himself." So in that tree, you can see Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, my mother Yashoda, and from them came Shri Krishna and Ekanamsa, means Yogamaya. And these are the other brothers and sisters of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj had two more sisters, and they were five brothers. And even 500 years ago, our Acharya, main Acharya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself came to Nandagram. It is mentioned in the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita that Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Nandagram through the side of Kamyavan, and he first came to Pavan Sarovar, which is a holy lake in Nandagram, and he took his first bath there. Then he climbed up the stairs and he went to the Nandishwar Hill and inquired with all the residents of Nandagram whether there are some deities of Krishna and Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. But at that time, some of the older residents of Nandagram were knowing about those deities, but they told Mahaprabhu that due to in due course of time, the deities are lost in some gufa. But at that time, Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself, along with his servant Balbhadra, they dug out a cave, and from that cave came the deities, which you will see now. You can see Gauranga Mahaprabhu find the deities, and it is all mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And at the time when Mahaprabhu found the deities, he installed the deities, and he did a dance with all the Brajavasis, which you may see in the installation festival of the deities. And even in 1972, Srila Prabhupada also came to Nandagram with some of his devotees. And he also followed the same stairs, which you may see. These are the same stairs by which Srila Prabhupada, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came. And he was the one who instructed His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj that as there are certain rules to enter the dham, so we should follow the rules, we should follow the footsteps of our Acharya. So he followed the way of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to enter the Nandishwar Hill. And this is, now we come to the palace of Nanda Maharaj. So this is the northern gate of Nanda Bhavan. And this is the gate which is used by Krishna in the morning. Actually, in the morning when Krishna takes his bath, after that all the cowherd boys come to Mother Yashoda, and they help Mother Yashoda to decorate Krishna. And then after Mother Yashoda gives big laddus for Krishna Balaram, he just takes those laddus and ties in a small piece of cloth which Krishna always has in his neck, and he ties them up. And then Krishna takes those cow ghee laddus and he goes to the forest. He goes to Goshala to take the cows, then he goes to the forest to graze this cow. So these are the stairs which is used by Krishna to every day go to graze his cows. So now we will have the darshan of the Lord in his own house. So Shri Krishna Balaram ki. So here's Krishna Balaram, and here's Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and here this is the whole family darshan of Nanda Maharaj. And here you may see in the middle stand the two brothers, Krishna and Balaram, and the big lady you may see is Mother Yashoda, and the big man with the turban is Nanda Maharaj. And actually, Varshana and Nandagram, they have a very unique relationship. The relationship is such that they know that Srimati Radharani was married to Krishna in Nandagram. So she is in her law's house. So she has to stay with her respect, which is a tradition to be followed in Braj. So she stays in with a respect in the corner with her mother. And down to Srimati Radharani, you see Rohini and Revati. And on the other side of Nanda Maharaj, you see Sridham and Madhumangal. And you may be looking that here in Nandagram, both Krishna and Balaram are black in color. So there are two reasons after that. Because Mother Yashoda never differentiated between Krishna and Balaram. So she every day gives both Krishna and Balaram to play flutes. And the other reason is that actually when the demons from Kamsa were attacking Krishna, so Nanda Maharaj told Balaram that you are a big brother, you are big brother, and it is your duty to protect your small brother. Then what Balaram did was Balaram took the same form of Lord Krishna as black in color, and in that way he told that Baba, if some demons will come, they will consider me as Krishna, and I can easily protect my brother in that way. So here's the whole family darshan of Nanda Maharaj. Now we go to some of the pastimes which take place in Nanda Bhavan, like Krishna returning from the forest of Vrindavan. Here's Nanda Maharaj feeding Krishna by his own hand, because sometimes Krishna would be so restless that he would just run here and there. He would not eat. And actually once what happened that one day Krishna came back to take his lunch, but he was not eating at all. Then Mother Rohini told that, Krishna, we are every day calling Srimati Radharani from Varshana to cook for you, but you are not eating. So tomorrow, I think we should not call Srimati Radharani. When Krishna heard this, that from tomorrow Radharani will not come, he started eating like anything. He finished the whole plate. He did not leave even a small Ladu for Balaram and everyone. So he ate up everything because he thought, if I don't eat today, then Srimati Radharani will not come tomorrow to cook for me. So actually, when the Brajavasis now, they go to take darshan, so they are really very eager to have the darshan of most of the pastimes of Krishna. So there are still handmade paintings of most of the pastimes of the Lord, which are painted in the courtyard. And these are some of the pastimes depicted in these handmade paintings, like Gargamuni naming Krishna and Balaram, Vatsasurvad and Kaliya Leela. And here you may see the gopis coming, complaining to Mother Yashoda about Krishna's activities. And here Krishna filling the pots for Srimati Radharani. And Govardhan lifting Leela, Krishna stealing the clothes, and killing of Kamsa. So now we have visited the Lord in his own house. Now we will go to the places where some most important pastime took place. So this is the east gate of Nanda Bhavan, by which Krishna returns in the evening after grazing his cows. And these are the same stairs which were used by Srila Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu to visit Krishna Balaram's family in their own palace. And now we are going from, this is a map, we are going from Krishna Balaram's palace towards Pavan Sarovar. So now we come to Pavan Sarovar. Actually, Pavan Sarovar in Sanskrit, Pavan means purifying or very merciful. Purifying in the manner, there was one very, very important pastime which took place here. And it's really very, very purifying. In Bhakti Ratnakar, there is one scripture, it is mentioned that if one takes bath in Pavan Sarovar and goes to see the deities above the Nandishwar hill, he is sure to get liberation. And it is also mentioned in Garga Samhita that this was the place where gopis would come every day to get their drinking water. And it is also mentioned in Garga Samhita that even if a small bird which flies over Pavan Sarovar, that single bird is sure to be liberated. So it's really so purifying. And the pastime which took place here was as follows. Once a great learned Brahmin, he came from Prayag and he came to Nanda Maharaj and told that Prayag is really a holy place, and where Mother Ganga, Mother Yamuna, Mother Saraswati, they meet, and that place is really very purifying. And a person in his whole lifetime must go at least once to visit that place and have a sacred bath there. Then Nanda Maharaj became really ecstatic. He determined that tomorrow that I must go. I have grown up up to the age of 90, but I did not visit it. Prayag. I must go. But when Krishna returned from the forest and when he came to know that tomorrow Nanda Maharaj is going to leave for Prayag, he just ran to Nanda Maharaj and told, Baba, why are you leaving? Everything is there in Braj. Why you need to go out of Braj and find out everything? Nanda Maharaj told, no, my son, no, Lala, everything is not there in Braj. One must, actually, I am going to a very important place. And when you grow up, you must also go once to have a bath at Prayag. Then Nanda Maharaj was really fully determined. And Nanda Maharaj told that I will leave tomorrow, which was the day of Akshaya Tritiya. Actually, that day is a good day to start for a pilgrimage. And Nanda Maharaj was fully determined to go on next day. So on next day, when Nanda Maharaj came to Pavan Sarovar to have a morning bath, then as soon as he came out of the water, he saw a big person, a black complexion man, and he just came and paid his obeisances to Nanda Maharaj. And Nanda Maharaj did not see that person before in Nandagram. Then Nanda Maharaj inquired to him, who are you? You look really very strange in Nandagram. Then he told, my name is Prayag. Then he told that, I don't know any person in Nandagram whose name is Prayag. He told, I am Prayag Raj. I have come all the way from Allahabad. He told, what are you saying? He told that, yes, actually, I have come from Allahabad. The problem with me is that everyone in the whole world, they come to me at Prayag and they wash off their sins at me. And now I myself feel contaminated. So I have come all the way from Allahabad to Pavan Sarovar to take a holy bath here so that I can purify myself. So you can see Pavan Sarovar is the place where even Prayagraj, the most holy place, comes to take his own bath. And when that person, Prayagraj, went away, then Nanda Maharaj saw a big group of ladies. They were just coming to Nanda Maharaj and paying their pranams. And they were introducing themselves. I am Mother Ganga. I am Mother Jamuna. I am Tapti. I am Godavari. I am Gandaki. And when Nanda Maharaj saw this, Nanda Maharaj was really surprised. Then he thought, there is no use of going to Prayag if the Prayag himself is coming to Pavan Sarovar to take a snan. Then Nanda Maharaj again took out his clothes and took a holy snan there and went back to Krishna and told that, I am not leaving tomorrow. I am not going anywhere. I have taken my snan in Prayag. So this is the place where this pastime took place. And also when Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they celebrated the birthday celebration of Krishna, on one side of this Pavan Sarovar, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they donated 1 lakh of their cows to the Brahmins. And it is mentioned in the Nandishwar Astakam by Srila Chaknath Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that if a person who takes bath here, and if he chants some, if he does his bhajan here, his bhajan gets multiplied by 1,000 times. Actually, if you come to Braj and do your bhajan gets multiplied by 1,000 times. And if you specifically come to this place, your bhajan will be multiplied by 10,000 times. So this is some of the information about Pavan Sarovar. And actually this place, this lake is surrounded by some most important places where the Acharyas have come and did their bhajan. You may say this is the place of Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya, he came to Pavan Sarovar and he was the one who did his bhajan also here. And this is Radharani's palace. Actually, Radharani was coming around 8 o'clock to this palace, and she would cook every day the breakfast here at this place for Krishna. And this place comes in the pathway which leads to forest. So Krishna would every day come to this palace and take his breakfast and go. And after finishing his her cooking in the palace of Nanda Maharaj. Radharani would come every day to this place and she would wait for Krishna to come back. And the ghats which are nearby this place, you may see the small stairs. Sometimes Radharani and along with her sakis, they would take a bath in the evening. And sometimes Radharani would dive from this place to the other side where Krishna would be taking bath. And sometimes Radharani would drag the leg of Krishna and she would take Krishna in the middle of the lake and she would leave him and then go to the other side. And Krishna would be surprised, how I came here. So this was the pastime which took place here. And this Pavan Sarovar was made actually by Pavan Gopa, who was Vishakha Sakhi's father. Actually, he also had an intense desire to see the Jalakrida pastimes of the Lord. So he made this Sarovar for Krishna Balaram and Radharani. Now the other place comes is Shila Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, which is just close to this place. Actually, once Sanatan Goswami came from Vrindavan to this place and he came and he just sat down in his kutir and he told, now I am in the kingdom of the Lord and I need not to take care of myself. Maybe if Krishna would like to do something, if whatever Krishna may desire, it will happen. I will not do anything. I will just absorb my mind in chanting about the name of Krishna. Then he was chanting for 5 long days and he did not even eat a single grain. So he was really in a when Krishna saw Sanatan Goswami doing such intense bhajan, he even became afraid that what Sanatan Goswami is really going to do. Then after some time, what happened, Krishna came in the form of a small cowherd boy with a stick, and he had a small pot which you may see in the painting. He had a small pot in his hand. And he first came to Sanatan Goswami and he first chastised Sanatan Goswami. He told that, Baba, every day, every single day, my mother is eagerly waiting for you, that you would every day come to our house for taking your madhukari chapatis, but you are not coming every day. Even my mother is really upset with you, and even we are making extra chapatis for you, but you are not coming, then we have to feed your chapatis to the monkeys. Then Sanatan Goswami was okay, from tomorrow onwards I'll come. So Sanatan Goswami replied in a humble way. Then Krishna gave him a pot of milk. He told that, this is my favorite pot and my mother has told me to give this pot to you, and it has some milk. When you finish your bhajan, you take this milk. And Sanatan Goswami, after finishing his bhajan, he took that pot of milk, offered to Krishna. And as soon as he took that pot of milk, the tears rolled down his cheeks, and he was in a great ecstasy, and he felt embarrassed because he told that, I have come here in Braj Mandal to serve you, Krishna, by following the order of my spiritual master Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but why are you serving us? He was in a real embarrassed situation. So this was the pastime which took place at Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kuti, which is just closer to this place. And this is Nanda Maharaj Ashram, where Nanda Maharaj would sit every day in the evening sometimes. So this was a Giriraj-shila. Here he used to worship a Giriraj-shila also. This is not the same shila, but there was a shila which Nanda Maharaj brought when he went for worshipping the came to worship Lord Giriraj here. This is Ashila. And now comes the place known as Fulwari Kund. Fulwari means a place where it's like a garden with full of flowers. And this was a place from where every single day Vinda Devi would ask his parrots to inform all the gopis to take new flowers for the pastimes of the Lord. And there's a very amazing pastime which took place here. Actually, once when Srimati Radharani finished her cooking in the palace of Nanda Maharaj, she was just associating with her gopis, with her sakis, and as soon as Mother Yashoda saw her, she looked really very beautiful, and Mother Yashoda thought that she is a very beautiful girl. Why don't I propose her mother, Kirtida, so that my son Krishna can marry Srimati Radharani. Then he immediately Mother Yashoda called a Brahmin gopi and told her and gave her a small turmeric powder, which is like a custom, which goes from us from the side, which is proposing to the marriage. And she told her that you go to Kirtida, the wife of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and told her that tell her that I have an intense desire so that we can get Radharani and Krishna married. And as soon as she went there, she was really very happy because it was the desire of all Nandagram Vasis and Varshana Vasis to get Radha and Krishna married. But as soon as that Brahmin Mataji informed to Kirtida that Mother Yashoda desires like this, then she told Kirtida replied in a very humble way. She told that I know she eagerly wants this. She is my friend, but actually, what is the problem that my small girl, my small daughter is very simple, very polite and gentle. And you see, Nanda Maharaj's son, what he does every day is he just enters into any gopi's house and steals butter, sometimes cracking the pot, sometimes the gopis, a whole group of gopis come to Nanda Maharaj's house complaining about him. I think he's not a qualified person for my daughter to be married. Then that Brahmin lady became really embarrassed, and she came back to Mother Yashoda and told everything. And Mother Yashoda was really very, very sad, and as we know that every day Mother Yashoda would sit on the gate of Nanda Bhavan to eagerly wait for Krishna when Krishna would come every day from the forest. That day Mother Yashoda was just sitting and crying into tears, and she did not have a lamp which she would offer her Krishna every day. And as soon as Krishna came, Krishna understood there's something wrong with Mother Yashoda. And as soon as Krishna inquired from Mother Yashoda, she told that I have sent a proposal for your marriage to Varshana, but Kirtida replied like in such a way. Then Krishna told, no, I swear by the name of Nanda Maharaj, now Kirtida will herself send a proposal from her own side to you for getting me married to Radharani. Then at the time he just ran to this place known as Fulvarikund, and he just asked all his cowherd boys to decorate him, and all the cowherd boys decorated Krishna, and he seemed so beautiful that he seemed really very beautiful. And as soon as all the gopis along with Srimati Radharani came to see Krishna at this place, Radharani was just like a stunned. She was really surprised. She never had such darshan of Krishna. So she really felt an intense desire in her heart so that she can get married to Krishna. But Lalita Sakhi already told Radharani that your mother replied in such a way to the Brahmin lady which came from the side of Mother Yashoda. Now I think it's not possible. But from the other side, Vishakha Sakhi told that why don't we play some trick to both Mother Yashoda and Kirtida and make a suitable arrangement so that the marriage can be confirmed. Then they concluded that now Srimati Radharani would faint and we would take her to Varshana and tell Kirtida that Radharani is bitten by a very big snake and now maybe Radharani is going to survive or not. And as soon as they took Radharani to the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Kirtida became really afraid, and she was just ordering all the gopis that call someone who can wake up my small daughter. But there was no one who can make Radharani to be alive. Then Lalita Sakhi told that Kirtimaya, why don't we just request the son of Nanda Maharaj? He is a person who can remove the poison even from the greatest of snake like Kalia. You know, he removed the poison of Kalia and he can easily do it. But there is a problem, as you replied in such a way to Mother Yashoda, maybe he cannot come. But then Vishakha Sakhi told, no, if I go to Krishna, if I request him, he can come. And then Vishakha Sakhi went to Krishna and told Krishna that Radharani is, we are playing this so and so trick, and you please come and make Radharani alive, and in that way we can arrange your marriage to be done with Radharani. And as soon as Krishna came to the palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he told everyone that yes, she is bitten by a great snake, and if I take out the poison and it will go in certain direction, so all of you must go away from this place so that the poison may not enter all of your bodies. Then Krishna sent everyone away, and as soon as Krishna just touched the hand of Srimati Radharani, Srimati Radharani came into consciousness, and then Krishna clapped and called everyone. And then Lalita Sakhi asked Kirtida that now, as you promised that you would confirm the marriage of Srimati Radharani with Krishna, so now it's the time. Then Kirtida took a plate with a small tilak, and she did a small tilak like a custom, which this is a custom in Braj. If the mother of a girl, if she does a tilak to a boy, which is like a proposed person, proposed husband for her, then the marriage of Radharani and Krishna was confirmed in that way. So this was the pastime which took place at Fulwarikund, and now we move to our next place. It's Ter Kadamba, where we'll be going tomorrow. And actually ter means to call someone in a loud voice, and Kadamba means a Kadamba tree. So this was a place where Krishna would call all the cows in the evening, when it was the time for everyone to go home. So actually at that time there was no watch or anything like that, but Krishna would every day understand when the sun came down the horizon, and the sun appeared as if the sun was paying a pranam to Krishna, and by looking at the sun, Krishna would every day knew that now the time has come for every one of us to go to our house. Then Krishna would just play his flute, and by standing on a Kadamba tree, and he would call all the cows, all his favorite cows like Hamsi, Harini, Midangamukhi, Surabhi, and everyone. And actually there were some cows who really wanted some special attention to be given to them by Krishna. So Krishna had a small counting mala by which he would chant like a one round, and he would call all his 9 lakh cows. So it is also said by the Brajavasis, if like here Krishna would just chant one round and he would call all 9 lakh cows. So this is like also a benediction for all of us. If we chant a one round there, it's like it's equal to 9 lakh names, like chanting 9 lakh names. So tomorrow it will be a very big day for us. It is like a big free sale in the market of the holy name. So we all can gather, we all can take as much as we can take. So even one round there means chanting 9 lakh names. So don't miss the opportunity, please. So this is the place where Krishna would also call the gopis in the evening for the Rasa Leela pastime. And here is also the place of Srila Rupa Goswami, the Acharya in our line. And he was also the one who performed his bhajan there. And there's a very nice pastime associated with this place. And you see here, Srila Rupa Goswami was writing one day, and Srila Sanatan Goswami came from Vrindavan to visit Rupa Goswami. And when Rupa Goswami was writing, and they both of them were really absorbed in their discussion about Radha Krishna's pastimes. Then Rupa Goswami thought that my elder brother has come, and I just have my dried chapatis which I can offer to my brother, and my brother is really very old and he cannot chew the dried chapatis. So if there would have been some small sweet rice for him, it would have been very nice. And as soon as he thought about this, Srimati Radharani was nearby that place, and Radharani came to know about this place and this thing. And Radharani dressed in a small cowherd, a small girl, and she came with a pot of milk with some rice and some sugar to Rupa Goswami and told that, Baba, I'm from Nandagram village, and today our cow has given the milk for the first time. So my mother just sent this small milk for you so that you can make a small sweet rice and feed the other Baba also. Then when she gave everything to Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami again became absorbed in their discussion. Then she again went to Rupa Goswami and told that I think that you are really very busy with other Baba, so maybe I can just easily quickly cook for you the sweet rice and I can go back. And then Srimati Radharani herself cooked the sweet rice and gave to Rupa Goswami. Then after their discussion, as soon as Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami took that sweet rice, the tears came out of their eyes and they had symptoms of ecstasy like trembling in their heart, and they both became surprised. And Sanatan Goswami asked Rupa Goswami that from where did this sweet rice came? Then then Rupa Goswami told, I know I regularly go to a Brajavasi house in Nandagram to beg for the chapatis, and that girl was from the same house, and I can show you the same girl. And when Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami went to the house, and then they inquired from the member of the house that where's your small Lali who just came and gave me this sweet rice. Then the house member replied, we don't have a small girl. Our girl is already married and she is at her home. We don't have a small girl like that. Then Sanatan Goswami told Rupa Goswami that she was not a small girl. She was Radharani himself. So this was the pastime which took place at this place. And here Rupa Goswami was writing all his scriptures like Vidagdha Madhava, Lalit Madhava. And actually this was the sitting place of Rupa Goswami, and this was also the place where Nectar of Instruction, which you may see everywhere, Upadeshamrit book, which was written here. And this is the area of Terkadamba, the old trees. And this is also the place in the evening, if you see, there will be so many peacocks here in this area, because it is a very peaceful area of Nandagram, and there will be so many birds also like this. And now we come to the temple of Asheshwar Mahadev. So as I told you that in Nandishwar Mahadev there was one more pastime associated with this. So once Lord Shiva had a great desire to see Krishna, and so he just finally came from all the way from Kailash to Nandagram, to the palace of Nanda Maharaj, and he came and requested like this. You may see the picture is not so clear, but like Lord Shiva came to Nanda Bhavan and asked Mother Yashoda that can I get darshan of your small son? But Mother Yashoda at once refused to Lord Shiva that, oh Baba, you have big snakes in your necks, and you carry so many instruments which can really make afraid my small son. So I will not give darshan of my son to you. Then Lord Shiva requested so much to Mother Yashoda, but she did not allow him. So what Lord Shiva did? Lord Shiva came from Nanda Bhavan and sat at a place which is known as Asheshwar Mahadev, and he sat in a meditation, and he was waiting. He was just meditating upon the Lord, and he was requesting the Lord in his meditation that please give me your darshan. I have come all the way from Kailash, and please give me your darshan. Then what happened? As soon as Lord Shiva left the Nanda Bhavan, then Krishna started crying like anything. And Krishna and Mother Yashoda was giving some butter to Krishna, but he was not at all stopping. But then Mother Yashoda asked an elderly gopi that what might have taken place that Krishna is just crying and he is not stopping. Then the elderly gopi told that sadhu which came to visit just a few minutes before, maybe he looked like a mystical person, and maybe he has done something. So you must call the same sadhu so that he can do something and he can make your Krishna happy. Then Mother Yashoda sent some of the gopis to Lord Shiva at Asheshwar Mahadev and called Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva came to the place of Nanda Maharaj, and when Mother Yashoda gave the darshan of his Krishna to Lord Shiva, and Krishna started smiling. So then Mother Yashoda told Lord Shiva, it is mentioned in one of the scriptures written by Anandagana Goswami, Acharya from Vallabhachar Sampradaya, it is in Braj Bhasha, that Mother Yashoda told Lord Shiva that Rahure Yogi Nanda Bhavan Me Brajko Vaso Kije. It's like, oh Yogi, you don't go anywhere now, you just stay in Nanda Bhavan and do your Braj Vas here. Rahure Yogi Nanda Bhavan Me Brajko Vaso Kije. Jab jab mero lala rove tab tab darshan dije. He said that whenever my son will cry, you please come and give him your darshan and please pacify him, because I don't know anyone who can just pacify my son. So this was the pastime which took place at Nanda Bhavan. And when Mother Yashoda requested Lord Shiva that you stay in Nanda Bhavan, then Lord Shiva told Mother Yashoda that I can stay in Nanda Bhavan, but I have two conditions. Then Mother Yashoda inquired of those two conditions. Then Lord Shiva told, I will only stay in Nandagram. The first condition is that when you bathe your son, the Charanamrit which comes, which is Charanamrit of your son, you just take that Charanamrit and give it to me. And the other condition was that when your son takes his prasadam, and what are the remnants left out, and you should every day, every single day, give those remnants to me. So Lord Shiva put these two conditions, and those two conditions are still followed. In the morning when the deities are bathed, so the Charanamrit which comes out, the first person to receive the Charanamrit is Lord Shiva as Nandishwar Mahadev in the temple. And when the prasadam, when the Rajbhoga offering is done, and after that, what are the remnants which are left out, they are given to Lord Shiva. So that his both conditions are still fulfilled, and he never leaves the Nanda Bhavan. So this is the pastime which took place here. This is Asheshwar Mahadev, and this is Asheshwar Kund. So now we come to the Kund of Krishna. It is Krishna Kund. Actually, on the day of Gopastami, when Krishna took the cows first time to the forest to graze, so but on that day Krishna did not knew where in the evening Krishna would go to Pavan Sarovar to drink water, to take bath. But he did not knew that where my cows should go to take bath or to drink water. So on that day, while returning from the forest, Krishna took his flute and just dug out a small lake so that the cows can take their bath and cows can drink water. So this is the kund, this is the lake which was personally dug by Krishna by his own flute. And this area of Nandagram still has the most sweet water in the whole area of Nandagram. And even the water supply is done from the same place, because it's like it was dug out by Krishna's flute. So still the water here is really very sweet. This is Krishna Kund. And now we go to Akrur Gaman Marg. So this was the pastime which you can see in the painting. Akrura came through this way and took Krishna Balaram from Nandagram to this way. And this way still connects Nandagram to the road, to the national highway which goes to Mathura. And now we come to Lalita Kund. And here's the swing of Lalita Devi. And there's a small pastime related to this swing. Actually, Narada was a close associate of Srimati Radharani. So Narada was sometimes frequently visiting Radharani. But Krishna always warned Srimati Radharani that please, you don't associate so much with Narada, because he's a person who can bring up some disputes among us. Among anyone, he can bring up some disputes among anyone. So, but Radharani was so confident that she thought that my love for Krishna is very strong, and there's no one in the whole world who can bring some disputes amongst us. But Radharani did not hear of Krishna. So once at this same place, Krishna was resting under a tree and Narada came and he massaged Krishna and he pleased Krishna. So Krishna was really pleased with Narada and he told Narada that, Narada, please, I just want to give a boon to you. Please ask whatever you want. Then Narada told, no, my lord, I will ask the need, I will ask the boon whenever I am in need. So that time Krishna did not give any boon to Narada. But one day in the month of Shravan, Lalita Sakhi was preparing the swing for this same swing for Radha Krishna's swing pastime. And Radharani was little bit late at that time. And then she made a big garland for Radharani. But as she was making a garland for Krishna, she was confused that either I should make a long one, I should make a small one. She was confused. And when at the same time Narada Muni was also passing through this place, and when Narada Muni saw Lalita Sakhi, and he just went to Lalita Sakhi and he told that, you have arranged so many times for Radha Krishna's pastimes and till now you are not so expert that you can make a perfect garland for Krishna. Then he told, I can help you, I can just call Krishna here and you can measure the whole length and then you can make a garland for Krishna. Then Narada Muni called Krishna and Lalita Sakhi took the perfect measurement and she was making the garland. And what happened as Lalita Sakhi and Krishna were standing together, Narada Muni came in his own form. He wanted to bring out some fun, some disputes among Radha and Krishna. So then he reminded Krishna that, oh my lord, do you remember that at the same place you wanted to give me a boon? Then Krishna remembered, he told that, okay, ask what you want. Narada Muni told that, you have to give me, I'm asking a small thing. He told, okay, I'll give whatever you want. Then Narada Muni told, I want you to sit on the same swing with Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Sakhi was very afraid that this is a swing which is only meant for Radharani and how can I sit there? But then Narada Muni insisted to Krishna that, Krishna, you have to fulfill my desire. Otherwise, I will not ask you in the next time. He told, okay, this is a small thing. Krishna just took the hand of Lalita Sakhi and made her to sit with him. And they both started swinging. And then Lalita Sakhi and Krishna, they became little bit absorbed in their discussion. And Narada Muni caught the correct opportunity and he just went away and he went to Varshana and informed Radharani and he asked Radharani, why are you decorating yourself? She told that at Lalita Kund, my Sakhi, Lalita Sakhi has told me that today is a swing pastime of mine and Krishna and I'm preparing for that. Then he told, why are you decorating yourself? The pastime is still going on. I think you are not required there. Then Radharani was in a great anger that how is it possible? Then Narada Muni told that I'll show everything to you, but you just follow me. Actually, Lalita Sakhi has put Vishakha Sakhi on the gate of that kunja, Lalita Kund, so that if you come, she will see you and she will inform Lalita Sakhi. Then she can get out of the swing. So Narada Muni took Radharani from the other way, from the other side, and told her, now you can see Krishna is swinging with Lalita Sakhi. And when Radharani saw that incident, that Krishna is swinging with Lalita Sakhi, and Krishna just saw Radharani, and Radharani started running back to Varshana, and Krishna also followed Radharani. And in the mean way, Krishna told Madhumangal that Narada has made a great dispute today. So you just go and catch Narada and tie him to a tree. And we have to give him some punishment for the thing which he has brought up. And then Narada Muni was just running here and there and to save himself. Then Sridham and Madhumangal, they both went and caught Narada and tie him to a tree nearby. And Krishna went behind Radharani and And he just went and paid his full dhanvats to Radharani and told everything to Radharani that this was not my desire, this was just Narada. I already warned you so many times that Narada can create anything, Narada can create any disputes amongst even each other, even us. Then Radharani was pacified by Krishna, and then they both, Radharani and Krishna, they came to this place, and then they started swinging, and Narada Muni was still tied up to a tree where, and Narada Muni was just seeing the pastime. And here you can see, here Krishna is with Lalita Sakhi, not with Radharani. Radharani is standing on the away, on the third side, near this clock, so here, and this is the darshan of that place. And now from there comes Uddhava Kyari. Uddhava Kyari was the place where Uddhava conversated with his gopi. Okay. Yes. So this is Uddhava Kyari, where Uddhava came with a message to all the gopis and all the residents of Braj, and this is the place, and this is Uddhava at that same place, Uddhava Diti, and here Uddhava conversated with the gopis. Actually, it is said in Brajabhasa that Uddhava was just ringing a small bell of his knowledge in front of the gopis, but when Uddhava finished, then the gopis started banging their big drum of Krishna's love. So the Uddhava's knowledge was not audible anywhere. Brajabhasa is that Udho Sudho hai gayo, Sun Gopin ke bol, Gyan Bajai Dugudugi, means a small drum was played by Uddhava, and then it said Gyan Bajai Dugudugi, Baja Prem Ka Dhol. Then all the gopis started banging the big drum of their love. And now we come to Puranamasi Kund. Puranamasi Kund was the place where Puranamasi Devi was staying with Nandimukhi and Madhu Mangal, and this is their place. And this is the place of Domilan One, where Krishna and Radharani would come sometimes to meet here. And this was also the place where Radharani and Krishna met for the last time. And a sarovar was formed by their tears, but the sarovar is dried now. And this is that one. And this is Nanda Baithak, where Nanda Maharaj and all the senior cowherd boys, they discussed of the crops coming up. They discussed about the activities which are going in Nandagram. And here you can see the painting of Nanda Maharaj along with Krishna and Balaram in his lap. And this was also the place where Krishna convinced all the Brajavasis to go for Govardhan Puja, not for Indra Puja. And it is Kun. And this is Yashoda Kun, where Mother Yashoda would every day come to bathe Krishna. You can see Didi of Mother Yashoda and Krishna. And this is the Kun. And this is Hau Bilau. These were the demons which were sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna. Actually, Nandagram is protected by the curse of Srandila Muni, that if any demon sent by Kamsa enters the area of Nandagram, he would turn into the stone. So, but the demons were also intelligent, that they did not enter the boundary of Nandagram, and they caught Krishna outside the boundary. Then Lord Balaram came from behind and he just touched them, then they turned into stones. And even the small one still has the impressions of Lord Balaram's finger on his forehead. This is Nanda Maharaj Goshala, where he kept all his 9 lakh cows. And this is Narasimha Dev temple. These are the personal deities of Nanda Maharaj, which were served personally by Nanda Maharaj in order to protect his son Krishna. This is Narasimha Dev and Varahadev, and this is the deity of Shekhasai Vishnu. Actually, this temple was attacked by the Mughals, so at that time this deity was deity broke down, and then it became akhandit, so the deity is put outside the altar now. And this is Mother Yashoda's pot. This pot, which you may see, is now it's like 6 feet deep, and it is the real pot. Actually, a person from United States of America. He came and he took us some part of this stone, and he sent that stone to the archaeological department of USA, and they research on the stone, and then they find out this stone is really 5,000 years ago old. And this is Charanpadi, the place where the footprint of Krishna is there. And you may also see this footprint and the impression of Krishna's stick. Now we go to Vrindakund. Vrindakund is the place where Srimati Vrinda Devi lives, and she just sits there, and she arranges for each and every pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And she has his own postal services, which is done by the parrots. They are the postmen of Vrinda Devi. They just post all the information as it is to the gopis for the preparation of Radha Krishna's pastimes. And just behind Vrindakund is Guptakund, where the most confidential pastimes of the Lord take place. It is the place where the morning meeting of Radha and Krishna takes place. As we have already heard from Maharaj, that Krishna sits among the circle of 108 principal gopis. So at this place, Guptakund, there is a very big lotus flower which has 100 external petals and 8 internal petals. So it is the total of 108 gopis sitting on each petal, and then Krishna conducts his morning meeting at this place at Guptakund, and the noon meeting is conducted at Radhakund, and in the evening the meeting is conducted at Govindevji. So you may see this Yogapeeth, the meeting, how it happens. And now we come to Motikund. So this kund has a special pastime associated with this. Actually, in Garga Samhita, this kund is mentioned as Muktakund. So this is the place. Actually, what happened when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, then the residents of Varshana, they were doubting about the strength of Krishna. And they told, they asked Vishwanu Maharaj, that is Krishna Supreme Lord or he's son of Nanda Maharaj? Then Vishwanu Maharaj was the one who was really knowing about that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Then he told that I can show you one more incident by which you will definitely understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. What Vishwanu Maharaj did, he took some baskets and he filled them with very nice pearls, and he sent it as a proposal of marriage of Srimati Radharani to Nanda Maharaj. And when Nanda Maharaj received those pearl necklaces, and actually it is the custom that the boy's side of the marriage should send some more amount of gifts to the girl's side. Then Nanda Maharaj did not have so many pearls, and Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, both of them were little bit sad that what is the thing which we can send to Vrishmanu Maharaj in the exchange. Then Krishna did? Krishna just went to Mother Yashoda and asked her that, please Mother, please give me few pearls, and I will grow a pearl crop, and then I will give you so many pearls so that you can present them to Vrishmanu Maharaj, and you can also use those pearls for decoration of your Deepavali festival. So Krishna just took those pearls and came to this place and asked his cowherd boyfriends that please plow this land and make a perfect boundary, because if we don't make a perfect boundary, then the gopis, which are so envious of us, they will just come to our place and they will just take our pearl crop away, and they will just destroy our crop. So we need to keep a very good boundary. Then they made a very good boundary with thorny bushes, and at this place Krishna just put the pearl seeds, and then after some time Krishna was just taking big pot of milk and just throwing the pot of milk, the whole milk to the place, to the land, and Krishna started growing pearls there. And after some time, the pearl crop came up, and then Krishna called Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda and told Nanda Maharaj that, Father, you are a farmer and I am your son, and I have grown my first crop, which you may be never able to grow, and please, you should be the first one to witness my first crop. Then Krishna brought Nanda Maharaj to his field and showed him that this is my whole crop. Then Krishna took seven baskets which were full of these pearls and gave them to Nanda Maharaj and told Nanda Maharaj, now you can present these pearls to Vrishabhanu Maharaj as so that you can confirm my marriage to Srimati Radharani. And Krishna had so many pearls that he even gave pearls to the cows, to the monkeys, to the buffaloes, to the sheep, and even everyone. You can see in the pictures, like even the pearl garland is being worn by the peacock, by the monkeys. Monkeys just chewing up the pearls. So there were so many pearls which was grown by Krishna. So when the those gifts were received by Vrishabhanu Maharaj, then it was confirmed that that Krishna was the Supreme Lord who can grow even the pearls. He can lift the Govardhan Hill. So this was the pastime which took place at this place. So these are the deities, Radha Moti Bihari, at that place. So now I will just explain about a very, very known festival in the whole world of Nandagram and Varsana. This is known as Lathmar Holi. So Lathmar Holi is the festival. Actually, it is celebrated in a very different way. Like as Nandagram and Varsana have very, very good relationship. So the gopis from Varsana, first they come from the side of Radharani. They come to the palace of Nanda Maharaj and they go to Krishna Balaram. Then they invite Krishna Balaram that we are from the side of Radharani and Radharani has invitation for you that tomorrow you come to our place, Varsana, to play Holi with us. Then they come and then they sing and dance in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Then all the cowherd boys, they in the next day morning, a person stands on the edge of Nanda Maharaj palace and he announces to the all the whole village that we are invited by Srimati Radharani to come to Varsana and to play Holi with them. Then all the Brajavasis, they prepare for their festival and they go with their dhals. Like you may see the stick which is put on a small shield type of thing. They decorate these things and then they go to Varsana to play Holi with the ladies of Varsana. And actually the most important thing about this Holi is that that all the Brajavasis play this Holi in a mood that that even Radha and Krishna along with all their gopis, they are playing this Holi. And actually if someone gets by mistake, if someone gets hurt by these sticks, so what the Brajavasi say is they take the dust which is just spread out into the feet of everyone, they just take that dust and apply that dust at that place as a medicine. And it is like a miracle that within 1 or 2 days that big swelling which will not be seen within few days. So that dust, it works like a great medicine for them. So even there are some sadhus who just roll down in the dust when the festival is over, and there are some sadhus who collect that dust for their future so that if they have some problem, so they can take some greatest medicine with them. Uh-huh. So that they can use this medicine which is touched by the feet of Radha and Krishna. So this is a small festival. And now just 3 facts about Nandagram. And Nandagram is the only place in the whole Braj which has 56 lakes which depicts about different pastimes of the Lord. And actually as we all say that in all the activities of devotees, Krishna should be their center. So in Nandagram, Krishna's palace means Krishna is situated in the center even geographically, which you will see in the map now. And the tradition of offering 56 bhoga means 56 bhogas originated from Nandagram. Actually, when Krishna came to Govardhan and he lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 long days, and we know that Krishna takes 8 offerings in a day. So if we multiply 7 into 8, it becomes 56. So when Krishna returned to Nandagram, then Mother Yashoda and Radharani thought that Krishna has not taken anything for 7 days. So in order to compensate all the offerings, Radharani and Mother Yashoda prepared 56 offerings for the Lord. And the same tradition is continued now you may see. And you see Krishna's palace in the middle. And now I would like to end with a small prayer from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It says that, may the Nandishwar Hill delight me where Krishna lived with Nanda and Yashoda. The Nandishwar Hill is even more glorious than Giri Govardhan. This is an argument placed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. As Govardhan Hill was just lifted by Krishna just for 7 days, but Krishna plays his pastimes on the Nandishwar Hill eternally. So this is a small argument which is placed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So I thank you very much for this small seva from my side. Hare Krishna.